Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Taylor Galgano with the five things you need to know for Friday, November 3rd. Israel has claimed responsibility for an airstrike outside Gaza's largest hospital. Hamas-controlled health authorities say the attack killed 15 people and wounded 60. Israel said it was targeting an ambulance being used by Hamas, but the Palestinian Red Crescent Society says the strikes directly hit a Ministry of Health ambulance. This comes as U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials in Israel today. Blinken reiterated Israel's right to defend itself, but also had this message.
We need to do more to protect Palestinian civilians. We've been clear that as Israel conducts its campaign to defeat Hamas, how it does so matters.
Blinken called for humanitarian pauses in the conflict to get aid into Gaza and allow hostages to get out. But Netanyahu said his government opposes any temporary ceasefire unless Hamas frees all the hostages. A senior administration official tells CNN that the U.S. is anticipating Israel will focus more on a tactical ground operation in the coming days, while decreasing the scale of its air campaign.
Too many Americans have lost loved ones or survived the trauma of gun violence.
President Joe Biden visited the grieving community of Lewiston, Maine today to mourn the 18 people killed in a mass shooting last week. He visited the bowling alley and restaurant where the horrific tragedies occurred and met with survivors and families of the victims. During remarks, Biden said he's hopeful about passing comprehensive gun legislation despite a bitterly divided Congress.
Regardless of our politics, this is about protecting our freedom to go to a bowling alley, a restaurant, a school, a church, without being shot and killed.
An appeals court temporarily froze the limited gag order against Donald Trump in his federal election subversion case today. But separately in Trump's civil fraud trial, the judge actually expanded the gag order against the former president to include his attorneys. Trump has been fined twice for breaking the order that bars him from making comments about court staffers out of concern for their safety. And Trump's legal team has consistently butted heads with the judge regarding the clerk, accusing her of unfairly influencing the judge. Prosecutors accused Trump, his family, and his business of inflating Trump's net worth to get more favorable loans. Donald Trump is expected to take the stand next week. New York City Mayor Eric Adams stands by his chief campaign fundraiser, Breonna Suggs, after FBI agents raided her home Thursday. Multiple law enforcement officials say investigators are looking to see whether Adams' 2021 mayor campaign conspired with a construction company to funnel foreign money into the campaign, and that investigators are looking for evidence that Turkish nationals may have illegally donated cash to the campaign through American citizens. CNN's Gloria Pazmino explains.
Foreign nationals are not allowed to donate to political campaigns in the United States. So by using U.S. citizens that are members of the Turkish American community here in New York, the campaign would have been able to funnel that money into the campaign coffers. Now, we should make it clear, the mayor has not been directly implicated in any of these investigations, nor has he been targeted.
Adams said he holds himself and the campaign to a high standard. A spokesperson for Suggs declined to comment. Coming up, your leftover Halloween pumpkin could be an environmental nightmare. We'll explain when we come back.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, welcome back. If you still have a pumpkin from Halloween, you might want to rethink throwing it out this weekend. Millions of pumpkins end up in landfills after the 31st, where they decompose and produce methane, a greenhouse gas that warms the atmosphere. So if you still have that carved pumpkin, the best thing to do is composting. And if you don't have a local compost pickup, here's a compost expert's advice from the organization Scarce.
Best way is to either put it under a bush in your yard, and the squirrels, maybe a raccoon, will eat it. And by the spring, you will never even know the pumpkin was there.
November is a key month for the environment as countries are getting ready for the UN Climate Change Conference COP28 in a few weeks. And that's a wrap. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern.